And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Oh my gosh, we covered down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one. That'd be Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, all the way back over to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right. Hey, listen, we're moving forward here. Number one of the triple dipper, speaking truth to power. So I don't know about y'all, but Rush Limbaugh was a huge influence in my life. And I tell you, so I've told you before multiple times that I certainly married up, right? And my first introduction to conservative talk radio was Charlene making me aware of Rush Limbaugh. And we used to, you know, kid that back in the day, our son, who is now in his early 30s, that he was a Rush baby because he would drive down the road with you know, in his little baby seat, and as the Rush soundtrack came on, and I guarantee you some of you can hear it in your head right now, as the Rush soundtrack came on, he would just swing his head back and forth, and so he was christened into conservative talk radio early on. Raise up that child the way she go. When he gets old, he will not depart from it. But all that to say, Rush Limbaugh changed the landscape. I mean, there was conservative talk out there. I mean, he wasn't the first one on the scene. He just revolutionized it. He just made it so much more than it was. And I remember thinking, you know, at one point Rush had his own TV show, but it just wasn't the same. I don't know why. It just wasn't. It wasn't like he had a face made for radio, but I'm just saying, it's something about his TV show never seemed to resonate the same way, and so he only did it for like a year or two. And then he went back to just doing just radio. But he did just radio so well. And so if you haven't heard the story, by the way, we're coming up on the two-year mark for Right Side Radio. And I got a call from my buddy Dale Jackson up in Huntsville. He called me in March of 21. I'll never forget this. And I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again. He calls me out of the blue. I thought he was just going to call and check in about whether I would guest host for him at some point. And he says, hey, man, Rush Limbaugh died. And I said, yeah. You doing all right? And he goes, well, yeah, but I got to fill 3 hours. And I'm thinking, okay. And he says, we've been talking around here. We think we need you to do a radio show. And I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I was like, why would you even ask that? Well, prayer and fasting and decision-making and trying to get the counsel of friends and people I trust. And July 5, actually, right after 4th of July, Right Side Radio kicked off in 21. And it was because the passing of Rush Limbaugh. His passing actually opened up an opportunity for me to do this. That being said, I have had to become what I call a student of radio since then. And I'm sold. I mean, I don't spend hours and hours of my day doing this because I don't think it's effective. I think my calling is to try and impact culture as best I can. I believe that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And at the same time, I'm not the only one out there. Why is it so successful on the conservative side to have a voice like this? Why are there people out there like Ben Shapiro name a few others, Larry Elder, or, you know, in fact, a lot of people don't remember, but in Indiana, Vice President Mike Pence, he kind of got his name by being a radio guy in Indiana. There have been a number of people that have come and gone and are still out there, Eric Erickson over in Georgia, and they're doing great things. Conservative talk radio has always been above the mark in terms of making a difference. Liberal talk radio, not so much. Are there liberal talk show hosts? Well, yeah. They're far more localized. They typically tend to hunker down in the places where liberals are hunkered down, like, you know, in a San Francisco or a Seattle or someplace like that. There are some nationals. The Sirius XM satellite radio now has the capacity to give people a voice that couldn't have had a voice before because they have a broader scope. But liberal talk radio just has not had the, you know, ability to move the needle the same way that conservative talk radio has. So in becoming a student of radio, I go and I try to find resources. And one of the things I found is that the Nielsen rankings, which you always hear about, how are the Nielsens? Well, the Nielsens, by the way, show that Right Side Radio is like top in its market. But the Nielsens, they also have what they call their annual reports. And the annual report from Nielsen not long ago said that still to this day, radio reaches more people than any other medium, to include the internet, TV, all of it. Because at some point every single day, it seems that 91% of America is being touched by a radio station. It may be 5 minutes in your car or a whole 3 hours of listening to Right Side Radio. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's AM, FM, satellite, the new HD FMs or whatever. That radio still reaches more Americans than any other communications medium. That's cool. Of that 91% of America that's touched weekly by radio, something like, and I'm going from memory on this now, 23-24% say that they listen to some form of news talk. Of that 23-24%, I mean, you extrapolate the numbers on here. Go ahead and do the math. What is 91% of America? 91% of America would be around 300 million people. If 300 million people a week are listening to radio, and of those, 23% say that they listen to something conservative news talk when they do, that means that somewhere in the neighborhood of, I mean, do the math again, you're in the tens of millions that listen to some form of talk radio every week. Of those, roughly 64% of that next percentage say they want to hear something about where they are. In other words, it's not just that I want to hear a national show, a Fox News, tell me what happened in D.C. I want to know what's happening. I want the home fries for Alabama. I want to know why my state legislature did or did not pass school choice. I want to know these things about where I live. Okay, now that I've given you that entire soliloquy on the effectiveness of talk radio, let's just go ahead and point out the fact that while progressives may not be very successful at doing liberal talk radio, the fact is they are very aware that conservatives are successful. And there's a new trend right now at trying to undermine that. Oh, now, see? It all comes back down to, what's your point, Phil? My point is this. If you're going to keep speaking truth to power, you got to have the platform upon which to speak. And if the most effective platform is still radio, well, the liberals know that too. And if they can't beat them, they'll buy them. Oh, now here we go. Story on the Washington Examiner. George Soros accused of trying to silence conservative Hispanic voices with a radio takeover. So here's the thing that's just driving liberals crazy right now, is they believe that if you are in a minority demographic, that you have to vote Democrat. Surely to goodness, you understand that we just let all these folks across the southern border because they would love us then. Well, I got news. Hispanics are going more and more conservative with every election. And in Florida, where a large part of the Hispanic population is in some way tied to the Cuban immigrations and getting away from dictatorship in Cuba, well, they're having none of it. It was the Hispanic vote in Florida that pushed Ron DeSantis to a 20-point win in the last election. But they have a number of Hispanic-geared radio stations, 18 of them to be exact, in and around Florida, especially South Florida, to include Radio Mambi down in Miami. George Soros-backed takeover of 18 Hispanic radio stations is inevitably going to be a failure, says the Washington Examiner. It will only censor conservative voices. The Latino Media Network, a Soros-funded news company, just recently bought the Spanish-language radio stations in June from Televisa Univision for an estimated $60 million. Boomer, the things we could do with Right Side Radio with $60 million.
Oh, I know.
That's a lot of cricket powder.
That's a lot of cricket powder.
I'm just saying. Wow. The Federal Communications Commission approved the deal last November, launching a progressive network of radio stations that has stirred up controversy among Hispanic communities who remain anti-communist after witnessing Fidel Castro's Cuba. Lourdes Ubeda, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, is a Venezuelan ex-host for Radio Mambi, who quit when the sale took place, said, "This is going to be a failure. I'm 100% sure of that. They did this to silence conservative Hispanic votes or voices, and it's not going to work." She quit her job right after the announcement was made of the purchase. The key backer for the radio deal is a company called Lakestar Finance. That's an investment firm associated with Soros. with Soros Fund Management, another firm founded by Soros that used to be a hedge fund. Soros Fund Management manages all the open society foundations and does top liberal grant making for Soros's foundations. So another one of the hosts, Dania Alexandrino, says the Democrats are master manipulators. And she also, by the way, quit her job at Radio Mambi. She said they want to silence and censor Hispanic conservative voices. They have a way of telling Democrats that they are the party of the minorities and the party of the poor. And they treat Hispanics like victims, and I won't take a penny from them. My dignity is not for sale. Good for her. Democrats and liberal activists have sought to shift the political discourse, saying there's a massive Spanish language disinformation campaign happening out there. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying that. Anyway, a couple of names we get back from the break I'm going to tell you about. Keep this in mind. Latino Media Network, the Soros-backed company, is headed up by someone named Jess Morales Roqueto, a longtime Democrat activist who worked for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and also helped to elect Barack Obama in 2012. And the other is a person named Stephanie Valencia, who, by the way, worked in the Obama White House. So they got two top Democrat operatives running this new chain of 18 now soon to be fully progressive Latino channels in Florida. We'll go to a break, and when I come back, I'll tell you how this is unfolding. This is the plan. When you know you've got an effective medium, when you know you can't get around what they're saying, what you do is you remove their ability just to say it at all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, speaking truth to power. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. So Wade from Huntsville, why you got to be so negative, Wade? Wade says, be real. It's 400 million in this country and 91% is 364 million. You are not correct, sir. You are not correct. So I just did the math and double-checked myself, and I was spot on. So yeah, the population of the United States, in accordance with the last census, is roughly 331 million people. If 91%, and I'm holding it up to the camera as I speak, bam, if 91% of Americans are touched by radio every week, that's 301 million people. If of those, the stats say, roughly 23% during the daytime hours alone are listening to talk radio, then that equates to, well, now I'm doing the math in my head, and I'm struggling. The bottom line is, okay, I'm going to do the math. I'm going to do it right here on the screen. Wham. All right, 300 times. Do the math. Phil, go. 0.23 equals, that's 69,278 people doing some form of talk radio every week, if that is the case. And the stats continue to say from there that of those, 64%, I hold the mic up to the microphone to the camera. If 64% of those then want to hear something about where they are, that in and of itself is 44 million people a week.
That's a lot.
Boomer just says that's a lot. Thank you, Boomer, for prognosticating that quite well. Yes, that's a lot. But the point being there is what I said earlier is that this purchase, I think this is a test case right now down in Florida. 18 conservative Hispanic-based radio stations that were making a dent in culture were bought out by a George Soros-backed company with the full intent of transitioning them to a liberal messaging. Story here from the Heritage Foundation. Headline is, what's really behind the Biden administration's Televisa Univision sale? Because what they're saying is that the Biden administration's FCC is the one that approved this. That makes you think. says the left has a two-pronged response to the trend of conservative talk radio. Number one, limit the choices that Spanish language listeners have. And two, smear the conservative opinion as misinformation. Why not just counter the conservative arguments with leftist ones, the article says. Because, they say, it is well nigh impossible. You tried defending socialism or the sexualization of children or the racialization of everything in life or turning back progress in the name of climate change. Yeah, so what they do, they just shut down the opinions they don't like and start espousing only theirs as the only option to listen to. Well, I mentioned a name before we went to the break. We have this this person, Jess Morales Roqueto, and the other person that runs that organization is Stephanie Valencia. First of all, Soros himself is deeply involved in financing other organizations like the National Domestic Workers Alliance, which exists to put together Marxist infrastructure and organize domestic workers. And then in the course of financing them, that same organization, which we'll just call it the NDWA, the NDWA is sending its top operatives to then help organize BLM into a full-on network, and they did, Black Lives Matter. NDWA also has Jess Morales Roqueto as a political director. That's the person who is now in charge of those 18 radio stations. It was Roqueto who raised the $80 million to set up the Latino Network, which she founded with Democratic Party activist Stephanie Valencia. So all said and done, this is not some, hey, we see a money-making opportunity, a corporate opportunity. No, this is a Soros-backed plan that has helped build Marxist networks and BLM and others throughout the country and taking the exact same people, sending them to Florida and buying up the radio stations where conservative Hispanics have been getting their ammunition, basically. Well, so what the heck, man? Epoch Times has a story that came out 3 days ago. Progressive leaders are encouraged to buy media outlets to boost their influence over Americans. This is not stopping in Florida. It says a recent report encourages progressive leaders in the United States to buy or collaborate with media outlets and influence channels in order to counter the supposed dominance of conservative media in the country. It calls for liberal supporters to make more investments in for-profit media companies and social media influencers. One of the report's authors is somebody named Arkady Gerney, a longtime Democrat operative. Co-authors are people like Sarah Knight, who works at the George Soros-backed Open Society Foundation, and Tim Hogan, who worked for Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat, when she ran for president. The title of the report is, it's long-winded, Analysis of the Changing U.S. News Media Landscape and Strategies Toward Delivering Civic Value. Sounds glowing, does it not? Here's a quote. The increased concentration of media among wealthy and conservative owners, and particularly local media, presents significant risks that political information will become more scarce and more skewed toward right-wing perspectives. What are they saying? Exactly what I just told you a moment ago. When you whittle the numbers down, according to Nielsen, 91% of all Americans are touched by radio. Of those, a healthy number, roughly 23% of that, listens to talk radio. You're still in the millions. Of that, 64% want someone to talk about where they live so they can relate to the information they're getting. When you hear that and you take it in conjunction with this, what do you have? What you have is a liberal plot to unhinge the ability to get conservative messaging out. Why? Because they can't beat it. Because they can't offer something better. Because cricket powder and fake meat does not really fly with the general public. So they need a radio station that all it does is talk about cricket powder and fake meat being wonderful, and you don't have anybody telling you what the deal is. Not that you can't figure it out for yourselves with cricket powder and fake meat. But I'm just telling you, when they inundate, when there's no other recourse, when they buy up the options, man, trouble looms. Don't sit there and take it. We got to make sure that we keep the conservative voice going. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back with Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty.